You don't hear a lot about the southern African nation of Namibia. Not many people live there, and it's mostly desert. But it's the home of a technological breakthrough that's starting to catch on in cities around the world almost 50 years after it was first developed, taking sewage and turning it into drinkable water. Daniel Gross recently paid a visit to the world's first sewage recycling plant.
On the outskirts of Windhoek, the capital of Namibia, there's a huge churning vat of nasty brown liquid. My guide tells me it's so stinky that I might want to stay in the car. But this is what I came to see.
You want to get out?
It smells like sewage. This is where most of the wastewater from Windhoek's 300,000 residents ends up. But it's not your run-of-the-mill sewage treatment plant. This is where that nasty brown stuff becomes crystal-clear drinking water. Cities around the world are wrestling with whether they should build something like this. But here, in the middle of a desert in southern Africa, they've been recycling wastewater for almost 50 years.
And here you can see the incoming flow.
That's plant engineer Justina Haihambo.
Everything is done biologically by the microorganisms. They are very sensitive.
Adding bacteria is the first step. The system basically mimics what happens in nature, but a whole lot faster. Speed was important when it was built back in the 1960s, and it's even more important today.
The plant was originally designed to treat around 27,000 cubic meters a day. Now, sometimes we have around 41,000, way more than it was designed for.
That's because Windhoek is bigger than it was back then, and it's again on the verge of running out of water from natural sources. The local reservoir is almost empty.
Our next rainy season is expected in January, February next year, but we know before that the dams will be out.
That's Pierre van Rensburg, head of Windhoek's water department.
And we also don't know how much rain we'll get. We went through the last rainy season without having any inflow in the dams.
The drought that's ravaging much of southern Africa is hitting Namibia hard too. But van Rensburg grew up here, and he says water was always scarce.
Similar to what we had now, I can remember you not being able to water your lawn, having to bath in the same bath as others, collecting every drop of rainwater to try and use it to keep some plants alive and that sort of thing.
Before the mid-1900s, Windhoek got most of its water from nearby springs. But they dried up, and without much rain, it seemed the only way to keep up with demand was by taking what at the time was a radical step, reusing the city's wastewater. These days, such a plan can bring howls of protest. But back then, Namibia was controlled by apartheid-era South Africa. And the government wasn't much concerned with public opinion, especially with the majority black population. Van Rensburg acknowledges there wasn't much public input at the time, but no one I talked to had any complaints about drinking recycled water today. And Van Rensburg says locals are now proud to have pioneered the idea.
If you talk about the cradle of water reclamation, everybody comes and see this. This is the way it all started in 1968.
The plant's been updated since then. Today, after the sewage we started with has been cleaned to the point where most cities would just pump it back into a river or the sea, it's sent off to a whole other step, to be purified with ozone and activated carbon. In the control room, technician Elias Negumbo watches a diagram of the plant on a big computer screen.
Yeah, water in Namibia is very important. The one reason is just...
He's about to wax poetic about the need for clean water when he gets an urgent call. Hold on a minute, Negumbo says.
Yeah, Zaki coming.
He scans his screen to one particular pipe and clicks on it. And then he selects close valve.
Okay.
This kind of tinkering happens all day long, and it helps keep Windhoek running. Of course, it's not like this pioneering plant helped make the city a modern metropolis. Just outside Goriangab's gates, there's a huge slum of corrugated tin huts. It's strange to see such poverty right next to this cutting-edge facility. But Pierre van Rensburg says it actually makes a lot of sense.
If you look at the world, the pressing need is always, we know where things are happening, always in the developing countries. It's a fast-changing environment. So you have to always be innovative to try and stay a step ahead.
Van Rensburg thinks developing countries like Namibia can lead the world in innovation.
The fact that an idea can be generated in a developing country that can actually inspire a similar trend in a developed country is definitely, in my opinion, something that can happen.
Goriangab gets a lot of visitors. Water experts have come from Australia, Singapore, and the U.S. to see where water reclamation started. All those countries now have their own sewage recycling plants. This place doesn't supply every drop of Windhoek's water, The city still taps groundwater and harvests some of what does fall from the sky. But the future here may be even drier than the past. So water recycling is more important than ever. On the way out, we stop at a water fountain. So what am I holding in my hand right now?
So that is the product from this plant. So it's 100% purified sewage water, the pure unadulterated brown froth that's been treated.
I just can't wait to quench my thirst with this.
Yeah, go for it. Dan, what do you think?
Tastes delicious. For The World, Daniel Gross, Windhoek, Namibia.